This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to episode number 20, Moments with the Quran. For today's moment, we're going to continue with Suratul Kahf, and in particular, the third famous story of Suratul Kahf, the story of Musa alayhi salam with Khidr. Now, in a previous episode, we spoke about the lessons of patience and perseverance from the story, but today we're going to take another lesson, and that is from the moment when Khidr alayhi salam damaged the boat that he used along with Musa alayhi salam to get across the water. Now, none of them owned the boat. Musa alayhi salam didn't own the boat, and Khidr alayhi salam didn't own the boat. The boat belonged to a poor person, and they used the boat to get across. Now, no doubt, you know, if somebody is good to you and then you damage their property, right, then this just doesn't come across as right, and this is quite frankly wrong. And thus Musa alayhi salam, he took opposition to Khidr alayhi salam damaging the boat before releasing the boat back to its rightful owner. Now, what Musa didn't know, obviously he didn't have the knowledge that Khidr had with regards to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Khidr that there's a tyrant king who is stealing, basically usurping all the boats that are in good working order, right? Which means this poor person is going to lose their entire boat if you don't make this slight hole, if you don't damage the boat a little bit. So Khidr alayhi salam damaged the boat a little bit. And now the boat went through, the king saw it, he didn't like it because of this little hole that was in the boat, and he allowed the boat to pass and it got to its rightful owner. Right? Now the scholars, subhanAllah, when they looked at this verse, they taught us amazing lessons from it. Number one, they taught us that in life sometimes you're faced with two harms. One is greater and one is lesser. But there's no other choice. It's either you're going to be hit by the greater harm or you get hit by the lesser harm. And in this case, the Islamic teaching is you practice the lesser harm to avoid the greater harm. And that's what Khidr did here. It's harmful to damage other people's property, but he damaged it, and this was a lesser harm, to avoid the greater harm, which is the poor person losing the entire boat. This way, at least the poor person gets their rightful property back. They can fix the hole, and the boat is still of use to them. Subhanallah. So this is an important lesson here. And there's a principle in fiqh, in Islamic jurisprudence, which teaches us this reality here. That in an event where there's no other option besides practicing a harm, you should practice the lesser harm to avoid the greater harm. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, many of us, we can comprehend benefit. But comprehending harm, this, subhanAllah, requires a special mind. It requires wisdom. It requires, subhanAllah, experience, right? Only someone with this ability can fathom, can comprehend harm. And based on this, subhanAllah, you'll see their life so productive, so progressive, and their life with fewer mistakes than other people, right? Because many people can contemplate and comprehend benefit, but very few have the ability in an effective way to comprehend harm, to see the downtrend, and to take actions now, even though these actions are difficult. But if we don't take action now, a greater difficulty is going to happen down the line. Okay, so this is the first lesson that the scholars teach us, that if you're faced with two harms, practice the lesser harm to avoid the greater harm. Number one. Number two, they also teach us, subhanAllah, that you can have a poor person that has possessions. Many of us, subhanAllah, we see someone, he has possessions, but you know, he can't be poor. He has a TV in his house. He has this facility. He has this vehicle. He isn't poor. And this isn't the case. Here in the story of Musa with Khidr, alayhi salam, we see that this person owned an entire boat. They could fish with the boat. They could rent the boat out for people to cross the water and so on and so forth. But despite this, subhanAllah, we see in the Quran highlighting us, mentioning to us what Khidr explained to Musa, the, mentioning that the owner of the boat was actually from the masakin, from the impoverished. So it is possible that you have someone who has belongings, but they still needy. The belongings they have do not do not suffice for them, their actual needs. So it's premature to look at someone who has something and believe that they're fine, right? They have things, so they're not in need. It's premature to do that. And we learn this by looking deeper here into the story of Musa alayhi salam with Khidr. There's so many lessons in the Quran, subhanAllah. Every moment can throw out to us and throw out at us, you know, tens of lessons, brothers and sisters in Islam. That's how amazing the Quran is. It's the timeless giver. It will keep on giving us until the day of Qiyamah. Every time we read it, we learn something new. It's not one of those books that you read and okay, I've read it. With the Quran, you read it and you learn, and you read it again, the same story, and you learn some more, and you learn some more, and you learn some more. Subhanallah. Until another moment, Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.